Good afternoon and welcome into another Saturday of Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's temps kind of got good here the last part of last week, and I hope you got out and enjoyed it a little bit. I know I did, and boy, I tell you, this kind of gets you ready for fall. It starts dangling it out there in front of you, and of course, we're getting, we're less than a month off from deer season starting in the low country, and then about 2 months off from deer season starting in the upstate. Actually, not that, it's 3 weeks and 5 weeks, so it's coming fast, folks, and I know this has been a while coming. It's been a busy year here on Woods and Water, South Carolina. We're here at we're doing the ATA show, the best of ATA, and I got some good guests on talking about some good products that not only for bow hunters, but for hunters in general. And right off the bat, we're just going to jump in with all fours, talking to Mark Hose from Scoped Optics. Mark, thanks for taking a few minutes and doing this for Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Okay, yeah. Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, Mark, I may have talked to you at ATA. I talked to so many people, but y'all have a product that is one of those. I don't go up to ATA and look at $1,200 bows and $2,500 crossbows and all that. I go up looking for things that everyday guy can use. And with as much time and money as we put into deer hunting and all, losing an animal is something that just, to most people, it's just unacceptable, you know?
Right. Yeah, we've all lost them.
Yeah, and but you got a product, and I just want you to introduce yourself, talk about Scoped Optics, and because you got a product, it's a pair of glasses, and I took a really cool picture I'm going to put up on the Facebook page before the show airs about this set of glasses. So tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Yeah, it's Specialty Optics. They're in a sunglasses form factor, and we offer a tactical shooter style pair.
Right.
And we also sell a comfort fit over pair for guys like me that wear prescription glasses. But both have the same technology built into the lenses, and the technology is patent pending.
Okay.
And it's essentially a special blend of pigments and dyes that absorb different colors of light in proportions. And simply said, it passes all of the blood red colors and sort of suppresses the ground colors. And
okay.
The end effect is the red pops out.
Yeah. And
we went to the ATA show. Yeah, I remember seeing you there.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is we engineered this product for all hunters. And about the third colorblind hunter that walked up and tried them on, we knew we had a bonus feature. The way the spectrum is manipulated, hunters with red-green colorblindness can actually see the red blood. And so we started videotaping them if they tried them on at the show. And we posted their videos on the website, but it was really a bonus that it could help colorblind guys. But, yeah, it came out of, like you say, we've all lost deer.
Sure.
And we try to do what we can to recover them. And,
right.
And you know, one drop of blood can make the difference in a lost animal or a found trophy.
That's
so
right.
These things kind of give you an edge. And we put a money-back guarantee, a 60-day guarantee on it. Just if people are skeptical, we encourage them to buy it. You get your money back if you don't believe us, but you will believe us because they work great.
They do. I was actually there when one of the colorblind guys was trying them on. And he was like, "This is incredible. this is absolutely incredible."
Laughing.
They
would start laughing and like, "What's so funny?" He goes, "Well, I'm colorblind," and then said, "I can see the blood. It's right here, right?"
Yeah.
Here. And the human vision doesn't work. The color vision doesn't work well in low light.
Right. Right.
People know that your cones are used for color and your rods are used for the nighttime vision. So at dusk and dawn, the glasses are only marginally effective, but man, in the bright sunlight, they make the blood pop. And then at night with a bright white flashlight, the blood pops. So, works, you know, basically, day and night.
What, when you talk about a bright flashlight, is there a level you like to have or a color lens you like to have or on that flashlight?
Yeah. So, I bought my light off of Amazon.
Okay.
And, it's somewhere around 1,500 lumens.
Okay.
But they've got all kinds of beams, sizes, and brightness and stuff. But Next week going to post recommendations for flashlights. In fact, we're going to source our own flashlight.
Okay.
But if you buy a really bright white LED flashlight, you'll be in good shape. The technology and the lenses work well with the LED flashlights.
Okay. Very good. And I was, if you go to their webpage, which is skopt.com, you can see everything you need to see there. But it's got the it's got a vision test here, but it'll let you know if you're colorblind or not, which is pretty interesting. I can see the 71 there, so I'm or 74, so I'm good there. But it was really interesting in your booth. You had a tent set up, and you'd send people in there with the glasses and without. It's simulating moonlight, and then with that, with the flashlight, and it really does work, folks. I can guarantee you I've seen it in action. Except now I don't have a pair to go on my own, but I'm going to get a pair before the season starts.
Okay.
So I can, you know, I like to have a pair for myself. You know, if I'm going to talk about them and believe them, I want to put them to the test. Not that I'm a great hunter and will have need for them, but I guess you say a upper lower class deer hunter. At best, but I know we get out there.
Well, we've been doing a lot of research the last couple of years on human vision, and turns out about 1 in 10 males have color blindness to some degree, and a large percentage of those are red green colorblind. And the way we notch the spectrum and manipulate the light to promote blood, it actually helps red green colorblind people. Pick up the blood. And another fact was that as we age, we lose color cone efficiency.
Okay.
And so you see colors don't appear as vibrant as you get older. And so so this is just another aid to help compensate for your vision changing as you get up in years. But it's a technology. It really works. And we're money back guarantee, comes with a hard case to protect them, throw them in your backpack.
Right.
We give you a really nice high quality cable lanyard. It's adjustable, a microfiber wipe. We even give you some test blood. So you don't have to wait till hunting season or until you're trying to find that deer. Just go ahead and buy them. We give you a tube of test blood that you can squirt outside, test it in the daylight, test it at night, see it for yourself.
Very good. How do you sell them right off your website? $90 or $89.99 for a pair? If somebody likes Amazon or something, can you get them off Amazon?
Yeah, we're actually available on Amazon.
Okay.
Search for the word blood vision.
Vision?
It's one word, blood vision, and you'll see. And in the ad there on Amazon, you have the ability to select the comfort fit over style or the tactical 180.
Very good. Mark? I appreciate it on such short notice, and I guess I'll see you at ATA again this coming January in Indianapolis.
Okay, well, looking forward to it, and yeah, we'll see you again at ATA.
Thank you, Mark. That's Scoped Optics, people, for deer hunters who, you know, out there in the woods, and you shoot one late in the evening, you know what it's like trying to find it, and this is something I think every hunter needs to have in his backpack anytime he goes in the woods deer hunting. I think it's something you need to have. Hope you'll check them out. Scoped Optics, Tactical 180s, Comfort Fit Overs. That's good. That's a start for the best of ATA shoes. Hang on. More Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side of the break. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. This is the Archery Trade Association. So, sorry it's a little late, folks, but we're just getting ready for deer season. Everybody's running around buying those last-minute things that you need for, you know, like Mark and I were talking about last segment, Scoped Optics, the sunglasses help you find the blood trail in bright daylight, dark night, which is something we all want to do. We all want to recover our game. And while I was at ATA, I came down this one aisle, and there's a tree standing there. It's got all these things sticking out, and I was like, ah, it's just another hanger system. As I walked by, the guy was demonstrating the hanger system. I said, whoa, this is not just another hanger system. So We're privileged to talk to Jeff Roddenberry from Outright Hunting Products. Jeff, thanks for taking a little bit of your time to be on Woods and Water South Carolina.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Sure appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And we were talking before we came on the air. You were just here in Anderson at the big baseball tournament down there, and you made it to the Sweet 16, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, well, my boy playing a little ball tournament. It's a great town. We had a blast there, and got to see some really good baseball and had a lot of fun. Nice weather. It was a good week.
Good. Well, take just a moment, tell us who you are, and talk about your company, Outright Hunting Products.
Well, my name's Jeff Roddenberry, as you mentioned there, and I've started this little company. Well, it's actually been several years back, 7 years ago, to start a development on a new concept in hanger design. And the product just kept morphing, so that's how we came up with the name of our product, the Morph Pro.
Morph Pro.
And it took us a while, you know, to get the product to through the development stages and get manufacturing and set up. But we finally got there, and we premiered the product in 2017 at the ATA. And so we've been in business a couple years, and the product has just been doing really, really well. Like I said, it's a new concept in hanger design.
It is.
And what we've got is a modular system.
Yep.
Which is, I'm not, you know, as compared to a traditional product, it's parts and pieces as opposed to a fixed set style.
Right.
And what this really does for you, it allows you to customize each and every set. Whatever tree orientation you have, you can get out of this product exactly what you want. You can build the hanger really quickly and easily to customize your set, to actually perfect your setup.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I like to tell guys. Your setup starts, or your hunt starts with your setup, and it boils down to your setup. So this really allows you to perfect it, and it's got a host of advantages that go with it.
One of the first things off that anybody that goes online to outrighthunt.com will find out is it's got a lot of arms, a lot of things you can do with it all, but it's all based off of almost like a stud or a quick connect bolt. That's where it all begins.
That's right. It did, and like I said, it just kept morphing. It's actually a pretty small kit, but it begins with a quick connect screw. It's a modular system, a quick connect system, and it starts with this screw. So the concept behind this product started out originally, you know, you have one hanger that you can take anywhere you want to go, and you can buy multiple, as many as needed, of these tree screws that you can put into a tree and leave it. And anytime you come back to a tree or a shooting house or ladder stand, we've got bolts and our base system's really developed too.
Right.
You can just plug in.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're no longer screwing into the tree like you would with a traditional hanger. And we offer some really advanced methods to put our base systems in the tree too. You're not manually screwing it in the tree as you would with a traditional bow hanger. And I think all the listeners out there that hunt know what a pain that can be. This really allows you to simplify that process. If you're presetting, you can take your impact with you.
Right.
And of course, that's a no-brainer. You can have it in a tree in just a second. But,
sure.
And then we have a specialized tool that really turns that screw into a nail at first. And as you know, a nail will pierce and penetrate any type of wood. So you hit the tree and it drives it deep into the tree right off the bat. So you're no longer, you know, having to work to try to get the screw in the tree. You're well past started.
Right.
You give it a couple turns, you hook your hanger on, and you just wind it in the tree. It's super, super easy.
Now, you've got that for the tree. You've also got a bolt that you can use on your tree stand.
That's correct. You know, using our product out of the tree works so well. We're like, well, you know, if we can attach to the tree like that, we can attach to anything.
Sure.
So we developed the bolt and put a nut behind it that you can put to a tree stand or your shooting house or your ladder stand, tripod, anywhere you want to put these things. You can buy these inexpensive screws and bolts, put them out anywhere you want, and anytime you return back to that hunting location, you just plug in. It makes it so nice. It's just really, really convenient for you.
And for all of those that hunt national forest, public land, where you're not supposed to screw stuff into trees, you even have a strap mount for this system too.
That's right. We can put anything we'd like as the base, and And, you know, that there's millions of acres across the country, and a lot of guys are public land hunters.
That's right.
And this really allows them to take advantage of our system, and it makes it easy for them, too, because they're not strapping a whole fixed product that they have to shoulder, get a strap around the tree, and try to pull tight to the tree. They're just zipping on this little base really quick, give it a ratchet click or two, and you're just plug right in, just connect right to it.
The whole kit, the complete system, is called the Morph Pro Complete System Kit. Take just a moment and run through what's included in that kit and also the fact that it wraps up in its own case.
Yeah, so basically the case is a customized tool bag that has all your parts and pieces with it. The kit comes with four screws plus your starter tool, which is just a really cool little thing that allows you to make installation really quick and easy. And then we have the strap mount that you strap to the tree, and we have a universal accessory hook that you can put at any link point throughout the system to hang whatever you need to hang, and it's a really cool little item. And then we have just three arms, and these three arms you can make a lot of different configurations. You can make hanger styles that no one's ever seen or used before, in my opinion and the opinion of many other guys. Just blow anything away that's ever been out there.
Because,
really, come check this thing out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's not bolted together anywhere. It's all based on, I don't know, it reminds me of a hydraulic hose hookup.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. You just quick connect, and once this thing's locked in place, it cannot come apart unless you shatter the steel balls that's holding it together. So it's really secure. Also with that kit, we have this is a really cool little feature.
Okay.
We have a quiver mount that's, you can adapt to most quiver, works really well with the flat back quivers.
Okay.
And, you just apply it to your quiver, and now you can get your quiver into the set. You're no longer hanging it on a limb or stick it in your backpack. You can position it anywhere you want throughout your setup, even out in front of yourself or beside yourself where you do not have to turn around to retrieve an arrow, which is huge.
Yes.
More importantly, though, you just never worry about your quiver ever falling to the ground again. And also, you can use that piece to adapt your Ozonics. And you can use our crow's foot. We have a little crow's foot in the package as well.
Right.
That has a little three-prong hook that you can fold up. It actually fit in your pocket really well. It's my favorite piece in the whole set. But you can adapt your Ozonics to that as well. And guys, you use Ozonics out there, they know what it's like trying to put one of those things up. I can connect my Ozonics in a split second. Click, I'm done.
Okay.
And so it just makes things really nice and easy. And the system comes with a lifetime warranty, with the exception of the base units, and that's because they're meant to be left in the field.
Right.
You really have no need to leave the rest of the product in the field. You just pull it, take it with you.
That's the more pro... But you've also got like a camera mount thing here that you were showing me.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's not, you told me, careful, it's not made for a DSLR with a telephoto lens on it. It's more made for your GoPros and your small action cameras.
That's right. That's where we started. We realized that there's, you know, being a small company and just starting out, there's more guys using field cameras and using little GoPros and cameras for secondary hunts or secondary angles for their hunt than using big, you know, big camera arms. So we decided to start with that, and we developed this little small camera mount, and it is really cool. It makes setting your field cameras a breeze because you're no longer strapping it to the tree and having to shim it and get
right.
It angled right. And, you know, now I can just ride it like at our place. We've got a pretty big property. We're constantly moving cameras around.
Okay.
I can ride into any one of our fields now, click, just connect to a pre-installed screw or bolt, and set my camera angle left, right, and drive off. And when I come back to pull it on, you have to get off my machine. I just
reach over,
hit
grab
the quick
it.
Connect, pull it off, and I'm gone. Yeah, it's really, really quick and easy.
Very cool. I, on your website, it's got some frequently asked questions. It goes, how many different bow hanger combinations will the system allow? And you drop down, it says 30. That's a lot.
Yeah, actually, now that we've introduced the camera mount, you can get a few more out of it. You can make some different combinations. But really, you know, I get pictures all the time from guys saying, hey, this is how I'm using my system. I probably would have never done it that way or used it that way, but that's what that guy likes.
Yeah.
And so you can actually get more than 30 out of it, I would imagine. So, you know, that's the whole the glory of this system is you get out of it what you want. We don't tell you how to buy it or how to use it. You can buy our kit, or you can buy our individual packages if you like.
How much does the kit run these days? I'm sorry?
The kit's $120. The kit's $120.
Okay.
And you can find that online, too, on Amazon.
Okay.
And, you know, you can get your free shipping on Amazon, or you can come to our website and buy the kit.
And, you know, this and the thing you said there is you get pictures from people all the time who are setting it up to, for their what they like. And that's the key to it all. You can look at this and decide, okay, I can use this here, this here, this here. And you design your own system. It's not like you're going to buy something that somebody else designed for you.
Yeah, that's it. You're not bound by a fixed product that's set in style and size telling you how you got to hunt. Everybody's different. And this is a real quality product. And, I mean, if you can put this thing in your hand, you'll notice that immediately. That's why, I mean, we wouldn't give you a lifetime warranty on it if it weren't.
Right.
It's drastically different from traditional hangers. We kind of went to the other end of the spectrum with this product. You know, I'm shooting a $1,500 rig, $2,000 rig. I don't want to be hanging it off a inferior
sure.
piece of metal. You know
sure. And the last thing you want is anything dropping to the ground as you're in the middle of a hunt. So
that's correct.
That's why you want all these different little hangers.
That's right. And it's a stout system. It holds a lot of weight. Matter of fact, and we have on our packs, just to be on the safe side, we say 17 pounds. But
okay.
We've got a lot of guys using it in the flooded timber. That's become a real surprise market for us.
Huh.
You know, these duck hunters, they're eating it up because they have a lot of equipment.
Yep.
And it's usually got some weight to it. So I'm not a duck hunter, but it's become a big market of ours.
Good. Well, Jeff, we're about to end the segment. I really appreciate you taking your time. I think your product is one of those that once anyone looks at it and can figure out that, hey, I can do this kind of any way I want to in any tree I want to, and I can put a pin here and a pin here and go back to it, I think it'll be everybody won their pack. Appreciate you taking time to be out on the show today, and I guess we'll see you at ATA in January.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you there, and thank you very much.
Yes, sir, Jeff. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Appreciate you tuning in today. And you're going to get a little lesson here. I always love going to all the conventions, Archery Trade Association, ICAST, because there's always new products, new people to talk to. And when I was at ATA in January, Dr. Grant Woods talks about scent crusher, ozone, and removing odors. And for us deer hunters, and especially bow hunters, we know that odor is all about getting busted in the woods. And so so I reached out to Troy with Odor Crusher, and he put me in touch with Nick. And Nick, he says you have a better face for radio than he does.
I don't know about that, but I like to think that I know the product well.
Very good. Well, take just a moment, introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do, and then let's talk about ozone gear.
All right. Well, my name is Nick. I am the regional sales manager for Scent Crusher here in Wichita, Kansas. We are a ozone scent elimination products. We've got various products on the market, predominantly to help the bow hunter get close to game. Ozone is a naturally occurring in the atmosphere, so it's a smell that's non-alarming to the animals. A lot of people are very unfamiliar with what ozone does.
Okay.
But the long and short of it is we have a couple of NASA engineers, retired NASA engineers, that work for us. And the owner of the company is a very avid bow hunter. And the application of ozone and what it can do to bacteria and airborne virus, staph, MRSA, is just absolutely unbelievable. It will literally attach to scent molecules that are coming off of you and split it back into oxygen.
Wow.
So it is an amazing product, and an absolute game changer. My background is predominantly I spent 21 years behind the archery retail counter, managing various shops in the Kansas area.
Okay.
And when I got turned on, I was on the other side of the counter, and Scent Crusher rep came up to me and started showing me the product, and he literally had a T-shirt that had skunk urine on it, and he said, "Let me show you. Let me show you what this stuff will do. What this does." So he put it in a bag. He turned it on. It was on for about 20 minutes. We went through the rest of the line of the products, and he took that thing out of there and threw it to me. And you know, I was real cautious because I smelled it before going in. But let me tell you, I mean, it was absolutely eliminated. You cannot smell any of the skunk urine on there. And ozone kind of is I guess a fresh smell. Anytime you go outside after a lightning storm, that's what you're smelling is ozone. So again, it's naturally occurring, so it's not alarming to an animal. An animal may pick its head up and detect something.
Sure.
It may smell the ozone, but again, it's not an alarming smell to them.
I gotcha. And folks, if you listen to this show, probably back in, I don't know, October, November, one of my trips down to Charleston, I went to McClellanville like I like to. I got 50 pounds of shrimp, put in my cooler. I did duct tape the top just to kind of keep it cold. And on the way home, it was late at night, deer standing in the middle of the road. What do? You slam on brakes. I didn't think anything was wrong until about 3 minutes later. I started smelling something, and the cooler had turned on its side, and shrimp juice leaking all in my Durango, and it was horrible. Well, when I got to ATA, I was talking with Troy and about the products and all that, and I said, geez, I said, what does it do on shrimp juice? And he hands me one of the little ozone go for your car. And he said, normally I tell guys, you know, if you're riding down the car and you have a little smell in your car, you can plug this in, you know, it'll kill the odor and won't get in your hunting clothes and all that. And he said, try that. And I tell you, in about 3 months, I don't have any shrimp smell in my car anymore. Amazing.
Yeah, the Ozone Go, we've got one. It's an Ozone Go Max. It's a game changer for the vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, our vehicle is the last thing we come in contact prior to our tree stand. So, a lot of people don't realize the importance of actually, you know, decontaminating and getting rid of all of the bacteria that's causing the odors in your vehicle, because If you're like me, you know, I used to be the guy that I'm out there, I'm scrubbing my seat covers down, I've got baking soda and water, and my wife just thinks that I'm absolutely insane.
We are.
And now, you know, I really, to be honest, I feel like a lazy hunter because I don't have to do all those extra steps that I used to do. You know, I'm not going to say I still, you know, I do still take a shower.
Sure.
I'll do all the prep work as much as I can,
right.
But as far as the, you know, the extra vehicle prep and the boots and stuff like that, I just don't do as much as I used to because I'm that firm of a believer in our products.
All right, so we touched just briefly on what ozone is. How do your products work? Tell us as much as you can about, you know, the scent goes in, it gets cleaned and comes out, and you're kind of scent-free.
Yep, so again, all of our products are ozone-generated. And basically the simple way to explain it is we are recreating a lightning storm inside of our ozone generators.
Okay.
So as those generators are pumping the ozone out, it's filling up the cavity of your bag or maybe your cab of your truck or the closet that we have. But ozone is extremely heavy, and it's a fast, very fast moving particle that is looking for something to attach to. So again, as soon as it attaches to another molecule that's foreign, it's going to split that molecule in half and resort itself back to oxygen.
Okay.
So, you know, when you use ozone, you can smell it if you're in the presence of somebody that's using an ozone product. You're going to smell, and again, it just kind of gives you that fresh smell. And
mm-hmm.
And typically, you know, after you take your clothes out of a bag or something that's been treated with ozone, you're going to kind of get hit with a burst of it right out of the bag.
Right.
But within probably 2 to 3 minutes of walking to your stand, whether you put your clothes on or just carry them, that smell is pretty much going to dissipate. Unless you really stick your nose in there and try to get a hint of it, you're probably not going to smell anything.
Wow. Well, tell us, and it's pretty true because you do get a jolt and your nose adjusts to it and you really don't smell it anymore. But y'all have a whole line of products. And hunters, you know this. It's, you know, we spend $800 on a bow. We spend $300 on a tree stand. We got trucks to take us there. I mean, we put a lot of time and money into going hunting. And probably the worst thing you can hear, and a lot of times with most deer, you won't hear them at all. They're just going to leave. But yeah. You get a deer blowing at you because they smell you. So,
oh, yeah.
So
I've been there. I think we all have. And you know, it's just your heart just sinks to your feet when that
sure.
happens, you know, because you put in all the time and effort and, you know, you're playing in his backyard and you think you've got him beat, and then he comes in downwind of you. And,
yeah.
you know, there's just nothing worse than having that deer blow at you because, you know, more often than not, your hunt's probably over because they've alerted every deer in the area that there's danger.
Sure.
So.
And that is a heart-sinking feeling, and you beat yourself up about it, and you think, what can I do different? And this is one of those things that you can do different.
It is. You know, it's what I say is the last piece of the puzzle. You know, like you said, we spend all the money on the rest of our gear. You know, why not spend some money on something that's absolutely going to change your life in a tree stand? I've got countless stories and interactions of my own. Let alone the amount of dealers and everything that I deal with on a daily basis. I mean, it's so fun to hear a guy that has his, you know, first time out with scent crusher products and treating his clothes and his vehicle and stuff. The enthusiasm that is behind their stories. I mean, they're just grinning from year to year. And, you know, I get it. You know,
sure.
I was skeptical of ozone when it came into the market. Again, I was behind the archery counter. You know, I just thought it was one of those one-and-done deals. But this is an absolute game-changer. I bought a bag. First time I went hunting after using my bag, I had some does come in down the wind of me, and I'm thinking, no, you know, that was just a coincidence. You know, let's see what it does again tomorrow. Well, almost the exact same scenario. A couple more does and some small bucks came out. And like I said, I've had them, you know, pull their head up and try to catch wind, but they're smelling the ozone. They're not smelling me. And after that second hunt, I was an absolute firm believer. You know, I still will, as much as I possibly can, I will play the wind. But if
sure.
I'll tell you, I'm confident in the product enough. If I get a marginal wind, I'm going to take my chances because 9 out of 10 times I'm going to beat their nose.
Nice. And when it comes to deer, you know, their eyesight's great. Their hearing is phenomenal. I think their nose is their number one weapon against us.
Yes, sir, it is. And, you know, like I said, we pretty much have a product to combat anything, whether it's in the vehicle. Our best selling product is our gear bag. You
okay.
can literally take your, you know, clothes in there, put them in there. You can run a cycle from anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes. I typically am a 5-minute guy.
Okay.
A lot of guys think because, you know, you have 30 minutes on or more is better. It's not necessarily the case with ozone, unless you were to be an avid smoker in your camo or your vehicle.
Okay.
You just don't need that long of the ozone treatment to get rid of it. 5 minutes will literally take care of probably about 95% of the organic smells that you're going to pick up.
And that's regardless of the clothes or folded stuff or whatever.
Yeah, we typically tell guys just to, you know, kind of wad them up and, you know, shove them in your bag like you're a teenager. you know, when you fold them, you tend to close down a lot of your air gaps in between the material.
Okay.
So we just like throwing them in there because, again, the ozone's heavy, so it's going to fill the bottom cavity of your bag, and it's literally just going to surround the clothing and get into every air compartment that it's got in the bag. And,
okay.
You know, we always tell guys, they're like, well, how much clothes can I put in there? Well, as long as you're not having to put your knee on there to zip it shut, it's probably not too full. And, you know, you get a guy that does have, you know, he's kind of a budget hunter and only wants a bag or can only afford a bag. You know,
okay.
That's fine. Throw your mid-weights, throw your lightweights in there. If you think you got it too full, you know, run it for a 5 or 10 minute cycle and just kind of sift the clothes around a little bit and then run it again and you'll be completely covered.
Cool. Well, we've talked about the vehicle air cleaner, the go, the gear bag. You got a closet.
We do. The closet is our number three piece in the line. We sell a lot of them to, guys that have got their, their early season, their mid season, and their heavyweight stuff that they just don't have a good place to store it.
Okay.
Our closet kind of is the best of both worlds because a guy and his son or his family can throw all of their hunting clothes in this closet. It's got shelves on the side if they want to put their boots in there, if they want to put their game cameras in there and get the straps and everything all sent free prior to putting them out. The closet is literally, the catch-all. Whatever you can't fit in a bag, the closet will accommodate it. And I use my closet a lot, to be honest. Once that late October gets here, early November, and it's time to play with the decoy, I'll take my decoy apart and I'll put it in the closet for about 20 minutes. And that way, when I go to grab it, I know that there is no contaminants on it whatsoever because I don't know how everybody else stores theirs, but mine's typically in my garage. And what else is in my garage except for my pellet grill smoker that's just absorbing all of the smell from the, from the spring and summertime.
Sure.
It's been a great asset to me. And like I said, the closet, if a guy's got a lot of gear and he's real conscious about his stuff, the closet not only will get rid of all the contaminants that are on his clothes, but it's also a great place in the off season to store his clothing.
I think that covers the hunting part. I'm really going to make some moms here a little happy when they're listening to this. You have a room. If you have one of those teenagers who likes to take a bath every third day, the gym, you open the door and you're right back to your high school gym locker room. You've got something for those people too.
We do. We've got a room clean. It's just, a standard 110. You plug it in. It's got a timer on the front for 10, 20, or 30 minutes. And then it has a rheostat on the side. So various applications. My wife, this is probably her favorite piece in our line. My wife is not a hunter.
Right.
She doesn't mind that I hunt. She loves that I hunt. She loves eating venison. But as far as all the gizmos and gadgets, those are mine to play with. But this is one that I have a hard time getting her to give back. She can plug it into the wall in the kitchen, turn it on. If you get anything like, fried fish or bacon or something like that, it really smells good and everything while you're eating it. But the day later when you come in, it's just not something you want to smell anymore.
Right.
You literally just plug this in, set the timer on the front and walk away. And it's got automatic shut off. Again, various uses for that piece of product. My kids will come home from school with snotty noses. When I send them off for school the next morning, I'll plug it in their rooms, knowing that it's going to kill all of the bacteria and virus that's airborne.
Not that.
So, ozone is very magical in the hunting industry, but it really has a lot of everyday uses. You mentioned moms that would be real happy for that product. Well,
yeah.
The closet, a lot of moms like the closet in the bag too. You get a kid that's playing, football or soccer, and their shin guards and their shoulder pads, they absorb so much sweat and odor. Well, those are items that just aren't really easily washable.
Right.
So now you've got something you can throw them in, run a cycle of ozone on them, and kill all that bacteria that's causing that odor on the equipment.
Wow. Hadn't thought about that because there's a lot of kids out there that play sports.
Yep. Hockey moms, that's a different beast with all the padding that they have.
Yeah.
And I've talked to lots of moms that want something to get rid of that foul smell. And the closet seems to work real good, for the hockey mom that's got all that padding that's just in the back of the minivan smelling it up.
Nice. Well, Nick, how do people find Scent Crusher online? Where can they go buy it?
So you can go to scentcrusher.com.
Okay.
You can find out any information, any kind of, frequently asked questions. We've tried to answer everything on there if anybody's, a non-believer. Another thing about our product and the hunting is we have got some very good hunting teams that back our products, whether you're talking the Drury Boys or you're talking Michael Waddell and the Bone Collector Crew. We have got the top hunting teams using our product, and they're using our products because it works.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Nick, I think we covered it, and I see Growing Deer TV there. That's Grant and his crew.
Yep. Grant and his crew are real good, firm believers in it. And then apologize to go back, but they can find it any major retailer, Bass Pro, Cabela's. You can find it at Shills. You can find it at Dick's Sporting Goods, at Woods. We've got lots and lots of retailers out there, but if you're wanting to know if someone is near you, by all means, go to scentcrusher.com and go to our dealer locator.
Very nice. Nick, I appreciate you taking your time, your knowledge, and that's one of my best of ATAs. I appreciate you doing
it for me.
Send
off, game on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Nick. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Like the tears that you Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. So we've had scoped optics, outright hunting products, scent crusher. I mean, all these things are, except for the scent crusher, are, you know, well within everybody's hunting budget. And things that I brought back from ATA is something everybody could use. And you always have to make choices about who you get on and who you talk about and all that. I'm still going to have North American Rescue. We're still going to do a program because they make all sorts of first aid kits, and they're located right here off I-85 in Greenville. Montana Decoy Company, I'm going to get them on their turkey decoy coming up when turkey season comes around. One of the other products that I really liked and talked to the people that I think most everybody would agree, you know, there's two pieces of equipment when you go deer hunting, if you're in a tree stand, that hold your life, essentially. One is your harness and lifeline, and one is your tree stand. River's Edge, and then ATA, there's tree stand manufacturers all over. And every year, somebody's got something better than the other. River's Edge, this past ATA, introduced or had on display their lockdown system ladder stands. And I really liked them. A couple of things about them. Lockdown tree stands all have two connection points to the tree. Tubular legs, locking nuts on the ladder, so your ladder doesn't, you know, some ladders just slide together and have little clips. These have locks to them. Two straps around the tree besides the two connection points. Oh, and I can't even read my writing. That's pretty bad. But anybody that knows me will agree I can't read my writing. So anyway, just a really good set of ladder stands, the lockdown system, $199 for, I think, what would be the Bow Pro with no back and no shooting rail, all the way up to the $339 two-man stand. Just a great, safe ladder stand. That's as much as you need to know. Let's see. Code Blue had a towel out there. It's a micro suede antibacterial, anti-odor towel, just a hand towel for $12 that, you know, whether you're, you know, at hunt camp, washing your hands before you go out to hunt in the morning, you know, this is something everybody needs. Maybe you throw it in your backpack for whatever reason. Just one of those things. It doesn't break the bank, but it's one of those, when you need it, you need it. Let's see. We talked about Team Outright. Do All Outdoors had a bow saw attachment, and I should have had this pulled up, but I'm going to do it right quick. Do All Outdoors. All right, Do All Outdoors. They had a, it really, you know, Do All Outdoors is really, let's see. I don't see it on here. Anyway, it was Do All Outdoors had a saw blade attachment. Double row pins, you know, double row teeth saw with a limb hook. Was Teflon coated, came with a sheath, $19.99. I could tell you they were in booth 2955 at ATA. That makes any difference to you. That was a good one. We talked about scoped optics, talked to Scent Crusher. Muck boots. I constantly struggle with boots in hunting season. I'm a 8-inch leather boot guy. Have been since I was a kid when L.L. Bean boots was all I wore. You know, the chain link tread, rubber bottoms, leather uppers. And I just can't get comfortable with rubber boots. Now, every time I go down in the low country and hunt, I get laughed at every time because all my friends are in rubber boots. Ah, your feet are going to get wet, and, you know, it's swampy down there. It rains. The water doesn't go anywhere. So, yeah, I usually take a little bit over the top of my boots. But muck boots, I'm struggling. I'm going to have to change over to the rubber boot because I understand that they are a lot more scent-free than my leather boots. But, man, I tell you, there's nothing like my Downer pronghorns. Just nothing. And I think that comes from doing a lot out west, you know, where man, you've got to have ankle support, arches support, because you're hiking all day, and it's not just a simple walk into a tree stand. And I understand that rubber boots have come a long way in fit, so, okay, maybe this year I'll do it. Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? Nobody can tell me what boots to wear. anyway. But I hope you enjoyed it. That was the best of ATA from Louisville, Kentucky, the Kentucky Exposition Center, this coming year. And I've already made my hotel reservations, and I think my registration, I can do registration September the 24th to go back this year to Indianapolis, where it was in 2017. So I've been to both Louisville and Indianapolis. Looking forward to going and seeing what's new. Maybe I'll have to take Taylor this time around and have her help you out with the best of. Maybe between the two of us, we can come up with something better than I have. But I think those are products that everybody can use. And, you know, once you look at them on the website, I think there'll be something you could easily say, yeah, that's an important item for me to have when I go hunting. And that's it for another week on Woods and Water, South Carolina. Thanks for tuning in. Getting close now. August 15th, just a couple weeks away. Make sure you got your harness and your lifeline. That's the most important thing. So until then, make time to get outside. Don't forget to take the back ridge when you can. Remember that camera. See you next week on Woods and Water, South Carolina.